Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, August 30th and the week ahead. Well, folks, we have reached the final days of summer. Onward to a new season. But first, there could be some fireworks before it's over. Now, the day begins with the moon in Scorpio. Scorpio is the fixed water sign that some astrologers describe as liquid fire, like lava spewing from a volcano and demolishing whatever is in its path. Scorpio is the energy of transformation through suffering. Oh, dear. The suffering one has experienced and the suffering one may have caused. It's a powerful energy, and when transmuted, can create historic social movements, political upheavals, great literature, painting, and other mediums. But as the French like to say, happy people don't make history. Now, the moon embodies the energy of the mind, not the intellect, but it is the mind as in the mind of the heart. When the moon is in Scorpio, our poisons may come to the surface. Poisons like our desire for revenge, unfiltered hatred, naked aggression, and garden variety resentments. Now, the transformation comes when one realizes that we poison ourselves with the negativity we carry and inflict on others. Now, Scorpio's power of transformation is aptly described in the Serenity Prayer. You know, the serenity to accept things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So today's moon in Scorpio could surface that stuff. Now, if you're lucky, when that kind of negativity remains below the surface, it can fester as disease, which is your body calling for a cure. Now, today's Scorpio moon could be more emotional and possibly off the charts. That's because Mercury, the rational planet where reason rules, is greatly debilitated. Mercury is in the last degree of Cancer in the karmic knot between water and fire. That essentially makes it hard to think. Oh dear, you know what that's like. So emotions could run riot. But it will all pass like any storm in down East Maine. Just don't lose your mooring and get carried away. One moment of unbridled anger can ruin a lifetime. The rest of the week finds the moon gaining strength and light. It will pass through Sagittarius, Capricorn, and in Aquarius, the sign of the water bearer, the fixed air sign, is full. Now, that could be a fated opposition between the energy of Leo and Aquarius. Now, remember, Leo is the sign of the people and power, and Aquarius is the sign of the people. It's on the karmic axis, so something is going to happen. As Bob Dylan famously sang, you don't need a weatherman to see which way the wind is blowing, or in this case, howling. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe on WERU.org or the great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.